Theater of the Air.
Shell South Africa and Shell dealers throughout the Republic take pleasure in presenting The Girl in the Picture by the Louis Trichardt writer R.L. Bastian. The play has been adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. The drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here, on these engine-punishing endurance tracks, here a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication. And that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
And now, The Girl in the Picture by R.L. Bastian.
Well, welcome to my humble studio.
Where is she?
She?
Jenny.
You must be going out of your mind. I told you on the telephone. She's gone. She's dead.
I'm going through.
There was no need to have pushed me. I'd have invited you in. Goodness knows why. This mad obsession of yours. She left months ago. Now that you're here, can I get you a drink?
I knew you were lying. It's in the air. The scent of heliotrope.
What have you done with her?
Lying.
This portrait here of Jenny.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Months ago. Look. Look at it. The paint's still fresh.
Shoved, you fool. You'll ruin it.
If anything happened to that girl.
Of course the paint's still fresh. I've been working on it right through the night and most of the day.
So she has been here.
No, 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 no. I painted it from my imagination.
Your imagination. You know where Jenny is. She's here somewhere.
Go on looking. You're wasting your time. Perhaps a little Beethoven might help you.
Well, Morley, why don't you try the bathroom? You're wasting your time, I tell you. She promised to come and sit for me, and that was 6 months ago. I never saw her again. Like yourself, I became obsessed with her. I see you don't believe me.
No. I saw you with her the day before yesterday. I was traveling on a bus. By the time I was able to jump off, you'd both gone. I tell you, Wake up, I know you're lying. This cock and bull story about Jenny going to work with the missionaries in the leper colony. You've made it all up. You've hidden her somewhere.
You're sick, man. You're sick. When that press car got blown up, it did something to your mind. You're seeing people who don't exist anymore.
Don't say it. My mind's all right. It's you that's sick.
Now look, old boy. You are a very good photographer. You're the best photographer in town. You're back on your job, so why don't you just get rid of this obsession about Jenny? Look at you. You look as though you haven't had a decent meal in days. Give it up, man. Give up this search for, well, a ghost. Jenny is no more.
You're lying. She's alive. She's here somewhere. I warn you.
Oh, for goodness sake, you're becoming a bore.
All right. If I can't make you, perhaps the police will.
Inspector Shaw.
It's Tom Morley, Inspector. Can I come and see you? It's urgent. A matter of life or death.
Well, how are you, Tom? I haven't seen you since you came out of hospital.
Yes, of course you can. Come on over.
It's about a girl called Jenny Kingston.
I see.
She's missing.
When did you last see her?
I believe that Peter Waycott has kidnapped her, or worse.
You mean the painter, Dr. Peter Waycott?
Yes.
Oh, come now, Tom Morley. He's a professional man, a doctor.
I'm sure of it. I haven't seen her since I came back from the Congo.
Yes, Tom, we know about that. You were in the press car when two reporters got killed. Ghastly experience for you.
You've got to help me. You've got to help me find her.
What, did this girl mean so much to you?
Much to me. I've never stopped thinking about her. She's in my mind all the time. From that first moment of meeting her.
How did you first meet her?
Meet her? Was there a time I never knew her? She was the angel in my boyhood dreams. The epitome of all man's desire. You're looking at me strangely, Inspector. Yes, she's had that effect on me.
I see. All right. Well, you and your newspaper have helped us in the past. We'll need all the information you can give us.
I saw her first when we were doing a feature on the slums. The stark misery and squalor that catches at your throat. And there she was.
Well, go on.
Look, Inspector, now is what matters. Can't you do something?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. You say you saw her in the slums.
Yes. As I was taking my pictures, I heard a fire engine. What's happening?
Building out
and
the crew caught fire.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, no, like that. A rickety old building goes up in flames. You say wonderful. Oh,
dramatic local colour, madam. Oh. Thank you. Press officer.
Oh, hello, Mr. Morley. Very little chance to save you this, doc. Look at the poor old people carrying their pitiful belongings.
That girl.
Girl? What girl?
Coming out of the house now.
Girl, out of the house. You don't mean that old hag, do you?
But look on her face. She looks so lost. As if she's silently crying for help.
You've been drinking. You better take your pictures before the fire's all over.
I rushed back to my newspaper and developed my picture. I showed it to my editor.
Great picture, Tom. We'll run that on the front page. It's got everything. Story of the slums written on the face of one girl. All the poignancy and poverty. Life and death. Joe, we'll need...
No.
What? What's that you say, Tom?
No, Governor. Don't ask me why. Somehow I don't want to share this girl with 250,000 readers. I took this. For me, it's a moment of truth. Please.
Hey, what's come over you?
I don't know, Governor, but I'd rather quit than let you...
All right, all right. Who is she? Somebody you know?
No. But it's somebody I must find. I went back to the scene of the fire. All that was left of the building was a charred, empty husk. On the corner of this muddy, dirty street was a dilapidated-looking public house.
Evening, sir. Oh, I saw you. You're the newspaper bloke with the camera.
Yeah, quite a fight, wasn't it, eh? Good job nobody was burnt to death. Ah, that place should have been pulled down years ago.
Landlord ought to be strung from any of his lamppost.
Crowding all them poor old age pensioners in.
Not only old age pensioners, there was that girl.
Girl, sir?
The silken threads of her hair. Skin like alabaster. Her eyes containing all the innocence and yet the mystery of them.
Blimey. You writing an article, eh? All right, sir, what's your pleasure?
Bottle of beer, please.
Ah, right, sir. Was you kidding me just now, or are you writing an article?
Kidding?
Yeah, about this girl.
Don't you know her?
Ah, there ain't been nobody like that living around this dreary dump, worse luck.
I must find her. Here, let me show you her photograph.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen no one like her before. Ruth, she is lovely, eh? Oh, that's right. I think she's her dead right.
Good night.
Oh, good night, you sir.
She can't be a figment of my imagination. She's there on the photograph. The motorist left me there lying in the gutter. I came to very slowly. A scent A scent of flowers was reviving me. It was the scent of heliotrope. I was sniffing the perfume and then I saw her through half-closed eyes. A white shadow in the dark street, kneeling over me, speaking in a voice that was a caress.
You're hurt.
I went looking for you.
Let me help you up. You mustn't look for me. Don't come looking for me anymore. I belong to Peter.
Peter?
I must go.
Where can I find
you? I must go. Goodbye.
Please, I must speak to you again. She seemed to disappear into the night. She was so wraith-like. Just an apparition. And all that I was left with was the photograph. I despaired of ever finding her. Then my editor sent me to take some pictures of all the VIPs attending the opening of the new exhibition by Peter Wacott.
All right, Molly, I'll take enough pictures. I'll get back to the paper. You seem particularly intrigued with that portrait.
Do you know her?
Do you? I should. I painted her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a press photographer. We never do get to meet.
Don't apologize. Do you like it?
It's wonderful. It's just like a... like I saw her. So gentle. So frail. So defenseless.
It's funny you should say that.
Why funny?
Well, have a look at the catalogue, number 47. You see, I've called it Cry for Help.
Where is she? I must speak to her.
Excuse me, I must say goodbye to the mayor.
Marvelous exhibition, all right. Absolutely fascinating, Doctor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It was kind of you to open the exhibition.
Not a bit. Delighted to do so. As I said in my speech, don't profess to know much about art, but what I do know, I know, if you see what I mean.
Quite.
Yes, now look, I have some people around at the house, just an informal thing. Patrons of the art, some of them. Why don't you come in my car? You don't need to hang around here.
I'd be honored to. Thank you, Your Worship.
No,
not now, old chap. As you can see, I'm rather tired.
I won't keep you one second.
Look, old chap, I don't want to be rude.
I'll see you in the car, Dr. Wacott.
Yes, sir. Now, what is it? And quickly.
Urgent. Her name. What's her name?
The girl in the portrait. Jennifer Kingston. She does look rather exquisite, doesn't she? Poor Jenny.
The perfume, the scent.
Does the portrait have that effect on you?
You said poor Jenny. Why?
I can't talk to you now. You can find me at my speaker here.
I rushed back to the newspaper to develop the pictures I took of the exhibition. It was then that I was told to stand by, that I was being flown to the Congo. It was all hush hush. We left in the early hours of the following morning.
That's where you were blown up.
Yes.
You spent some time in hospital, didn't you?
Yes, that's why I didn't contact Peter Wacott.
You were injured in the head pretty badly.
Yes, I was. No, Inspector, I'm perfectly sane in case you're thinking otherwise.
Oh, come on now. No one's questioning your sanity. You came out of hospital a week ago.
Yes. And then I saw her. She was crossing the road. I was held up by the traffic. By the time I managed to get across, she disappeared. But it was her, all right. And there was a scent of heliotrope in the air.
Make for the lights. Take a look at the nightlife. Go to town. Get in. Get into the swing. Step out with a crowd. Get places with Super Shell. With confidence, with pleasure. For the life you like, for the action you want, pull in at the Shell sign. There's where the enjoyment starts. So get set. Go well. Go well, go Shell. That's the one to get you to the fun. Shell.
All right, I'll help you find this young woman. Shouldn't take us long if you say she's around. But I wouldn't go hurling accusations against this fellow Waycott. He doesn't want you to see her, I suppose. Well, maybe they're having a love affair.
Why should he deny her existence? When I saw her, I rushed to a telephone kiosk. Please, Waycott?
Yes.
It's Tom Morley.
I don't know Tom Morley. Or should I?
Daily Dispatch, press photographer. I saw you at your exhibition.
Oh, it was you that was bowled over by my powers as an artist. Let me see. You like the...
Jennifer Kingston. I want to meet her. I must.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid you can't. At least, not in this world.
What are you talking about?
You've become very anxious. My exhibition was 6 months ago.
I've been away on an urgent assignment. Got blown up. I've been in hospital, injured my head. Please, please, where is she? Stop talking in riddles.
I didn't think I was talking in riddles. Jennifer Kingston left to join a mission station in North Africa. At least that's what I heard. I also heard she died.
Died?
Well, some girl delivered from the airport and said she was in transit. So she was a friend of Jenny's. She couldn't talk much. She was rushing to catch a connection. Some garbled story. Oh, I was heartbroken at the time, but I got over it, as you will.
I don't believe it. It isn't true.
What do you say? This line's pretty bad.
Please, I must see you. Can I come around now? What's your address?
If you insist, but you're wasting your time. You had some sort of accident, didn't you? I read about it.
Please.
All right, now don't get so agitated. 18 Willow Avenue.
I went around there. That new portrait he says he painted from imagination. It isn't true. She'd been in that studio just a few minutes before.
How do you know that?
Her perfume, the scent.
Is he there now? Have you come straight from the studio?
Yes, Inspector.
All right, I'll send a sergeant. No, Tom Morley, I can't make this official. I mean, it's also... Now, I'll tell you what. I'll pretend that I knew this Jennifer Kingston and I'm making an inquiry in my personal capacity.
Sit down, Inspector.
Well, thank you, Doctor.
You say you're here in your personal capacity. Are you sure that press photographer didn't send you?
Oh, he's not in a position to send me anywhere. This is not an official inquiry, Dr. Waycott. But I seem to remember seeing a girl that strongly resembled the photograph Tom Morley took. She's now missing.
What photograph?
The photograph of a girl named Jennifer Kingston. He took it at a fire before he went to the Congo. Tom Morley saw her a few days ago.
He couldn't have done. It would be impossible. She left town while he was still in hospital. Now, what is all this persecution? What's the matter?
It's just that she might have returned. I thought you might be able to help.
Inspector, I don't want to be rude. The girl is dead. I explained.
Pleasant sort of perfume. What is it, heliotrope?
I don't know. I'm not an authority on smells. Now, Inspector, I really am rather busy.
So you can't give me any more information than you gave Mr. Morley?
I already said I can't. Why don't you let her lie in peace?
Lie?
In her grave? Whatever that might be.
Then how do you account for the fact that Morley swears he saw her this week?
It's madness. He couldn't have done. It simply isn't true.
Oh, well, Dr. Waycott, it seems as though I troubled you unnecessarily. Listen, Tom Morley, I've allowed myself to be persuaded by you. Frankly, I think you're still suffering from shock, hallucinations, or whatever they call it.
But that freshly painted picture, the smell of heliotrope in his studio...
He said he painted it from imagination. You told me that. And as for the heliotrope, I pretended that I could smell it in his studio.
Pretended,
Tom Morley, pretended. Look, I asked the records office to tell us what they know about this Jennifer Kingston. Seems that she arrived in town about 2 years ago, stayed at a boarding house for about 6 months, and then moved out bag and baggage without saying where she was going. Seems your friend's right. She's...
I took this picture before I went to the Congo. I left for the Congo just over 6 months ago. This picture is 6 months old. She was in town then, coming out of that burning building.
Look, I've had enough. Sorry, Tom. You're a good guy, and I don't want to be rude to you, but this man is a retired doctor, not just a painter.
But I saw her, I tell you. I saw her. All right. All right. You You think that wound in my head has sent me dotty? Goodbye, Inspector.
Bye, Tom. Sergeant, perhaps I'm going as nutty as Tom Morley, but put a watch on Dr. Waycott's house.
Oh, Tom?
Yes?
The funeral takes place at 2:30 this afternoon. The mayor, councillors, they're all attending. George Sparrow has served on the council for over 30 years. Go and have a word with Dawson, the undertaker. Might give you an angle for the pictures. We'll need some stories later.
Right, Governor.
That's right, Mr. Morley. We shall be using the side entrance to the chapel. It'll be the largest funeral cortege this town has seen in many years.
Excuse me, Mr. Dawson. Mm? You haven't forgotten Dr. Wilkett's steward. I promised him he'd have some this morning. He wants to preserve...
Miss Manningtree, I haven't forgotten. I don't know why he doesn't buy his formulin from the chemist. Just as good as our embalming fluid. No, he must wait. Mr. Morley!
This young gentleman seems to be in a great hurry.
Yeah, I don't know, Tom Morley. He must be a hypnotist.
He practiced as a doctor for less than 2 years. Said he was going to devote himself to painting. Now, what would he want with embalming fluid? You telephoned the undertaker.
Yeah, he gave a reason. He still lectures at the medical school.
But he doesn't, does he?
No, he doesn't. That's why you managed to get me here.
I tell you, he's killed her. He's got her hidden somewhere in this house, either in his studio
now
or...
Now, let's not jump to conclusions.
That portrait, that freshly painted portrait. He had a look of serene beauty.
Ah, you journalists. There's no answer. There's a garage. Car's not there. Come on, let's go.
Please, Inspector, please. Now that you've called on, you might... Well, anything. He is a medical man. He could cut up the body, dispose...
We don't know there is a body.
Well, can't he use a skeleton key, whatever you call it?
No, that would be going full. Hello, it's unlocked. Look, I haven't got a search warrant.
Heliotrope. Smell it, Inspector?
No, I can't.
Let's go to the studio. The perfume is very strong. That portrait, it seems to be appealing for help.
I don't know how I'm going to explain all this. And now what?
There's a trapdoor. It looks as though it's been opened recently. Yeah, let me get this chair.
Save your efforts. There's a ladder over there.
It may be my imagination, but as I get nearer to the ceiling, the perfume becomes more powerful.
Here, I'll give you a hand. Can you get through all right?
Easy.
I don't want to say anything, but I think I heard a car going into the garage.
Oh. Jenny.
What the...
She is serene, isn't she, Inspector?
Poor girl. Yes, it's the same dress as in the portrait. What's that she's clasping? Withered.
Can't you smell them?
Steady, Tom. It's your imagination. Those heliotropes stopped giving off scent months ago. I'm going down. I can hear him. Ah, Dr. Waycott, I'm glad you've arrived. I've got one or two questions to put to you.
What? Question? You've been... You've been up there. You vandal,
desperate. Hit up, eh? I could break you in half with one hand tied behind my back. And that's what I'd like to do, but the law forbids me. I'm arresting you on suspicion of having murdered.
Murder's marked here. If ever there was a schizophrenic, it's Waycott.
Pity. I was with him at medical school. I don't think he would ever have been a good doctor, but he was a fine painter.
I never would have believed it. Seems sane enough to me.
Schizoids always do. Seemed proud of himself when I chatted as one doctor to another. She sensed there was something wrong with him. Said she was going to leave. He chloroformed her then. Killed her.
Poor Jenny.
That cock and bull story about going to some mission school and all the time she was lying in his garret. I've seen your report, Doctor, that you say she's been lying there embalmed for over a year.
At least that.
Nonsense.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Morley.
I said nonsense. He killed her less than 6 months ago.
Mr. Morley, are you questioning my...
No, wait a minute now. Tom, show Dr. McManus the photograph you took. Have you got it?
It's here in my pocket. There you are, Doctor. I took this. It's the fire that broke out at Leonville. There she is.
Impossible. Aspect. Now what?
Can't you smell anything?
No. Can you, Inspector?
No.
She's here. Thanking us. It's her perfume. The smell of heliotrope. That was her cry for help.
Listen to the sound of Le Mans. A drama of the Daytona 24 Hour. The Brands Hatch 500 Mile. The Monaco Grand Prix. These are some of the great motor races of the world.
Here on these engine-punishing endurance tracks. Here, a motor oil must give the ultimate in lubrication. And that's why so many world champion drivers like Graham Hill and Dennis Hulme rely on Shell motor oil.
From the knowledge, from the experience gained on the great racetracks of the world, Shell has developed a motor oil for you, the motorist. An oil to give you the best in engine protection. Shell Super Motor Oil.
Most world championship races are won on Shell.
Reason enough for using Shell Super Motor Oil in your car?
As Tom Morley, you heard James White. The inspector was played by Stuart Brown, and Dr. Waycott was John Whiteley. Others in the cast were Elaine Lee, George Carellan, and Michael Lawson. The girl in the picture was adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell. Now a reminder for you to be tuned in again next Tuesday night at 9 for another play in our series
Shell, Theatre of the Air.